Home. Prologue. My Sarah sleeps, soft breath brushing against pillows, the heat of her rising soft skin resting against mine. I ache to touch her, to trace the scars on her back, to plunge my face into her soft golden hair, to smell the vanilla and musk that is uniquely her. But she's been asleep for mere hours, tired after a long day. I'll wait. We have time. For now, I'll burrow under covers and bask in her warmth. My son. My Sarah. Home. Chapter 1. The sun crests the horizon, pouring its warmth down on us, spilling through the open window, showing kicked-off covers and naked flesh, cream on silk. They say that the honeymoon period is 6 months, but each morning I wake beside her, these many years later, I am reborn in my love. She'd say I was being corny, but each dawn since that night is a gift. The decision to go with her, to watch over her despite the fight we were having. I can't help but think that that moment is where it all changed for us, but enough dwelling in the past. I ease out of bed, trying not to disturb her. Made easy because it's a futon. I think, good decision. She rolls over with a snort, the absence of my heat, no doubt. I pad into the kitchen. I get out the frying pan, turn on the electric burner, and place the pan on heat. I get out a rasher of bacon and set it aside, then mix up some eggs, scallions, red bell pepper, and mushrooms. I set the bacon to frying. I wait for the maple spill to work its magic. I wait for my wife to wake. Sure enough, after I pour off most of the bacon grease for later use, I hear the faucet running. I pour the omelet mixture into the pan. The eggs will soak up the rest of the grease and bits of bacon. A few minutes later, the omelet is done and I turn to plate it. Sarah steals a piece of bacon from the plate it was cooling on. Standing there with sleep-tousled hair and in an old Banshee's t-shirt, what passes for around the houseware with us. She crunches into the crispy bacon. Mouthful, she asks, what's cooking? She waggles her eyebrows suggestively. Finish your bacon, I grin back. I hate it when she talks with her mouth full, but she knows. I made us an omelet, which we'll get to in a minute. I step around the prep island and lean over to whisper in my lover's ear. Bend over, place your hands against the countertop. Don't worry. Just a small scene. We'll get to the omelet. Yes, master, she replied eagerly. It's always been like this for us. Scene mixed together with life. Tart mixed with sweet. Earth and the occasional scent of copper. She leans forward, shirt riding up her back, revealing a taut, generous ass. I grow uncomfortably hard. Reining in, I lock that down. Later, I kneel and run my hands up her leg, up her calf, prickly with unshaven hair, strong lean muscle, hands circling her. Like a wave, my slightly calloused flesh presses up, up against her softness. I open her, my left hand striking unerringly to the nub nestled above the heat of her. I slowly begin to knead my fingers against her. She gasps, the sound my reward. I can feel the wetness of her, and a tautness winds through her. As I play my thumb against her, she tries to squirm. My right hand, cup-palmed, strikes her ass cheek, drawing out a startled shriek. Each time she tries to get away, I spank her again, The sharp crack of her whimpers and moans fill the room. Soon both cheeks are bright red. I can feel her orgasm about to crest over. I plunge myself deep inside her, left hand now holding her up as her legs buckle, right rolling her nipple between fingers, pinching and playing. Her cunt tightens around my cock, orgasm rocking us both into haze. Our juices mingle and drip out of her sweetness. Making sure she is steady, I drop to my knees and with slow thoroughness lick her clean. A salty taste of my own cum mixed with her earthy scent. I stand and pull her around. I kiss her, my lips devouring her, our tongues sliding against each other. Fierce need still blazing as cunt and cock drip spent ecstasy on the warm tiled floor.